It's on LBC Radio tonight. It's going to be an all-woman affair. And much of the comment after last week's seven-leader debate was on the forcefulness of the three women participants, Nicola Sturgeon of the SNP, Natalie Bennett of the Greens, and Leanne Wood from Plaid Cymru. Well, we're joined by Isabel Hardman of The Spectator and also by Belinda Phipps, who chairs the Fawcett Society, a pretty long-established campaign for gender equality. Belinda Phipps, do you think it's a good idea to have an all-woman debate?
Well, it's going to happen from time to time. The more women there are in politics, just by chance, from time to time there will be an
all-women debate.
I think it's one of those transition points that you go through. There have been years and years, decades and decades, possibly even centuries and centuries of all-male debates. So it redresses the balance slightly to have some all-women debates. But the end point should be debates where the people are important and the gender isn't. And it would, by chance, be a mixed debate, generally speaking.
Sure. I mean, it strikes me, Isabel Hardman, that if you look at it from the perspective of women in politics, there has been much more input from the women who are in politics in this campaign than we've known in recent times. I mean, obviously the Thatcher campaigns are very special exhibits in this argument.
But yes, very much so. Well, the leaders' debates were a good example of women making a real impact, and that was partly because the three female leaders in that debate all agreed with one another, so they could cooperate their attacks together, and that made them more forceful. But I think we have heard more from senior women politicians in the main parties too, even though obviously, unfortunately, all three party leaders are still male. We've heard from Priti Patel, the Treasury Minister, who's been out and about a lot. Harriet Harman has had her pink bus, which was controversial, but
that was a disaster, wasn't it?
Well, it was, but I think it's galvanised Labour activists to go and hop on the bus with her. So even though we, including me, laughed at it quite
press.
A lot, it had a lot of bad press and gave us a lot of fun in the press. But actually, in terms of Labour activists, I think
bus.
It was probably quite helpful in a weird way.
Shouldn't have
way.
Made it pink, should they?
No.
Of course, if you went and watched the Scottish Parliament, you would see the First Minister, the person leading the Labour Party in Scottish Parliament, Kezia Dugdale, and the leader of the Scottish Conservatives, all being women.
Yep.
And half the government.
Yep. And one of the interesting things about that is that those debates in the Scottish Parliament are pretty ferocious. So that sort of betrays the claim by some people that a more female Parliament would be a nicer place.
It was a famous debate during the referendum campaign between Nicola Sturgeon and the then leader of Scottish Labour, Joanne Lamont, which was, it was pretty
fierce.
Grim stuff.
Yeah.
Somebody mentioned to me this morning, Michael Fallon has gone for Ed Miliband in a very personal way this morning on the Trident issue, but saying, how can you trust a man with defence when he knifed his own brother in the back to become leader of the Labour Party? Now, it was suggested to me earlier by somebody on this programme, not a man, that that's a terribly male way of dealing with politics. You think, Belinda Phipps, that's true?
I think women, generally speaking, prefer to be talking about the issues and hearing what politicians say about the issues and much less about personalities. And Fawcett Society is running a campaign, Views Not Shoes, at the moment, to make the point that when the women politicians are reported, we want to hear what they think.
Well, I have to say, Theresa May has not exactly been a shrinking violet on the shoe front. I mean, she does it deliberately. Come on.
And
you can't say that, people are looking at her shoes. She wants you to look at her shoes. That's why she wears them.
And the trap is dropped into by people reporting on her shoes. Quite frankly, the cut of her top and her shoes are not of interest.
She shouldn't take too much trouble with them.
And the press should then look the other way and report on her on her views.
No, it's a fair enough point. Just stand back from it, Isabel, and just look at the place of women in politics as things stand. If it's a good thing that there's a bigger place for women in politics, has it improved in the last 10 years?
I think it could have improved a lot more. None of the parties have a proper representation of women. Some of the parties that boast the most, such as the Lib Dems, are terrible when it comes to female representation. They haven't got a female cabinet minister, even though they talk pretty grandly about equality. There's even a supply problem in politics where there are fewer people applying to be candidates who are women.
We're moving at snail's pace.
Yeah.
The last election, we saw women politicians increase by 2.5%. And if you go on at that pace, a girl born today will be at retirement age before we see an equal parliament. And that is just far too slow.
But I think
Are you convinced that people are being held back artificially, or they're simply just deciding this is not a world I want to get into?
I think it's a $64,000 question as to why, and there's a lot of debate about that. But the issue is, whatever the reason is, it's too slow, and we need a lot more attention to making sure that we move forward. And whether that means having some all-women debates or pushing politicians and pushing journalists to report on politicians' views, the Fawcett Society will be there doing that until we have equality and representation.
Well, the people in the debate tonight are Nicky Morgan for the Conservatives, Lynn Featherston for the Liberal Democrats, Harriet Harman for Labour and Suzanne Evans for UKIP. For the moment, Belinda Phipps from the Fawcett Society, Isabel Hardman of the Spectator. Thank you both.
Sappho coming up after the news. I don't know if that's relevant. That's it from Jim and me. Good morning.